Listening comprehension. You will hear the text twice. Decide which answers are correct. There may be more than one correct one per question. If none of the answers offered is suitable, you must put in what you think is correct. Make your answer short, though. Flick over the worksheet before listening. On the day of the royal wedding, Republican rebels were a jovial, good-humoured bunch during their street party. Cucumber sandwiches were served. A face-painting artist made the rounds, and a band jammed in the middle of the street. "Republicanism today is a slow-moving movement," said Sylvia Carter, 65, a stage director in London. "We aren't radicals. We understand that the abolition of the monarchy might take 40 or 50 years. But it will inevitably happen." If turnout is any indication of interest, however, the movement may have to wait longer than that. Hundreds of thousands of Britons took to the streets around Buckingham Palace and Westminster Abbey to cheer the royal couple on Friday. Republic's rival fate attracted only around 1,000 people, according to the group. But far from sulking, like the losing side of a nationwide popularity contest, many at the party claimed that the massive royal wedding would paradoxically boost their cause by exposing the absurdity of Britain's antiquated political system. "The more scrutiny we can place on the royal family, the better," said David James, 27, who pointed to references in the British press of Kate Middleton as a commoner, because she does not come from a royal lineage. "The whole idea of noble blood, of a class of people intrinsically superior to the rest, is antithetical to a democracy, and this wedding will help expose that." Republic was not the only outfit enjoying some irreverent anti-monarchy protesting on the royal family's big day. The liberal British newspaper The Guardian allowed digital readers to join the rebel cause by signing up to send the couple one of three gifts: a home assembly guillotine kit, keys to an exile's apartment in Elba, the Mediterranean island to where Napoleon was exiled, and a biography of Charles I, the monarch beheaded by Cromwell. And the sentiment stretches beyond Britain. Republic was joined at its street party on Friday by representatives of anti-monarchy movements in Spain, the Netherlands, Belgium, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. On Saturday, this alliance of European Republican movements, as the group calls itself, will hold a conference on how to mobilise European populations against the vestiges of absolute rule in what is now the world's most democratic continent. Republicans believe William and Kate's large following among Brits will draw attention to the monarchy, which he believes cannot survive under continued scrutiny. "British Republicans are lucky that William and Kate are so popular," he adds, before pausing, "or at least that's the theory."